is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, offering investors choices from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management all in one place. Committed to helping investors in any life stage with their investing goals. More at Schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Friends of the Press, contributing to this program, helping sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. A little tune there from Fritz Kreisler called Fair Rosemary, played by violinist Gideon Kramer, joined on piano by Oleg Meisenberg on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music as the afternoon comes on. We've got Mozart for you in the noon hour. The 30th Symphony, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra has that performance. Plus Vladimir Ashkenazy will take the keyboard later with a prelude by Sergei Rachmaninoff. That's all ahead here on a Tuesday afternoon. Nemi Yarvi and the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra. Ready next with famous music by Edvard Grieg. His last orchestral work, which is an arrangement, an orchestration of four of the six piano pieces that make up his lyric pieces, making his famous lyric suite. It's next for you on KPR. From Edvard Grieg, his lyric suite, performed by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, led by Nemi Yarvi on Kansas Public Radio. It is a minute before 12:30. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra along in a few minutes, with Mozart and his 30th Symphony. That's ahead for you on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU School of Music, presenting Studio 76, celebrating music from 1976, featuring artists such as ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Heart, and more, May 1st, 7 p.m., at the Leeds Center. More at music.ku.edu. And from Nouvan House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay and short-term and long-term options. Information at NouvanHouse.com. Here on the KU campus, it is 74 degrees. Today, a high of 79, sunny skies and breezy. Cloudy tonight with a low of 57, and tomorrow breezy, partly sunny, and a high of 74. We'll listen next to Vladimir Ashkenazy at the piano for Prelude No. 10 in B minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff, next on KPR. Prelude No. 10 in B minor by Sergei Rachmaninoff, performed by Vladimir Ashkenazy, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 and news from NPR at the top of the hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Leeds Center, presenting the Broadway musical Kinky Boots, with music and lyrics by Cyndi Lauper and book by Harvey Fierstein. Today, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at leeds.ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants, food, and housing through their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Ready for some Mozart? We're going to listen to work he composed in 1774. Next, the 30th Symphony in D Major. We've got the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra for you next on Kansas Public Radio. There you have Mozart and his 30th Symphony from 1774, performed by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. In the next hour, we'll spend most of our time with Mendelssohn and his second piano trio. We've got that plus music by Elgar and Zoltán Kodály all ahead in the 1 o'clock hour. Stay with us, if you can, here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting The Laramie Project, about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town. April 24th through the 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUtheater.com. This is KPR.
News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258PT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Longest living monarch. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Sir Edward Elgar, A Romance for Cello and Orchestra, played by Julian Lloyd Webber, with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic under conductor Sir Charles Groves, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with me today on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. And I've got some more classical music. The 1 p.m. hour brings us the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Later on, we've got the tone poem Summer Evening from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály. That and much more still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Sulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. Next on KPR with a trio of marvelous musicians, Isaac Stern, Leonard Rose, and Eugenia Stoman, playing violin, cello, and piano, respectively. In chamber music composed by Felix Mendelssohn in 1845, something that he dedicated to his friend and colleague, the German violinist and composer Louis Spohr. We'll hear Piano Trio No. 2 in C minor on Kansas Public Radio. Violinist Isaac Stern, cellist Leonard Rose, and at piano Eugenia Stoman, all together in music composed in 1845 by Felix Mendelssohn. Piano Trio No. 2 in C minor here on KPR. Where it is 1:41. There'll be NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Mark your calendars for April 28th. Next Tuesday, that's when KPR will participate in One Day, One KU, a 24-hour giving campaign. Your gift starting at noon on the 28th will support KPR's News Fund. Visit kansaspublicradio.org to learn more. Your support is vital in helping us go the distance. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Time now to bring you the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, an atone poem that was composed in 1906, and in the words of its composer, noted that this was music conceived on summer evenings amid harvested cornfields by the ripples of the Adriatic. It's from Zoltán Kodály. This is called Summer Evening, a nature tone poem performed by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1906, a tone poem called Summer Evening from Zoltán Kodály, performed there by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now, and after the news from NPR, the next hour of music brings us Handel's First Organ Concerto, plus music by Haydn and Dvorak, all ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Weak ceasefire. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's from English composer Ernest Tomlinson, and a tune of his that I've always enjoyed called Gaelic Lullaby. In that recording, Tomlinson conducted the Slovak Radio Symphony. And this is Kansas Public Radio, where there's a bit more classical music for your Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, and I'll be with you till 3 p.m. with a bit of chamber music by Franz Josef Haydn, his second London trio, along with seven pieces, a collection of intermezzos and interludes for orchestra by Antonín Dvořák. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. We continue with Concerto Amsterdam, conducted here by Jaap Schroeder, joined by organist Daniel Chorzempa, for Organ Concerto No. 1 in G by George Friedrich Händel here on KPR. Concerto Amsterdam, under conductor Jaap Schroeder there, with Daniel Chorzempa at the organ, with Organ Concerto No. 1 in G minor, by George Friedrich Händel, on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:25 now. We have music by Dvořák still to come in a few minutes. We've got a collection of intermezzos and interludes for orchestra still to come, here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. On the KU campus at the moment, sunny skies and 78 degrees. Tonight, a little cloudy, a little breezy, lows in the mid-50s. That's about the story tomorrow as well. A cloudy day to start with, becoming sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. A low of 61 Wednesday night, and looks like the next chance for showers in the forecast will be on Thursday, when we have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A little bit of Franz Josef Haydn's chamber music now. Flutists Laurel Zucker and Renee Siebert, along with cellist Samuel McGill, together for the London Trio No. 2 in G, here on KPR. Flutists Laurel Zucker and Renee Siebert, along with cellist Samuel McGill, in London Trio No. 2 in G Major by Franz Josef Haydn, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:33. At 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, you'll catch more classical music. That'll be on offer from 7 to 9 p.m. this evening. Public Radio, that's the heartbeat of our community, delivering the stories, the music, and the news that keeps us connected. On Tuesday, next Tuesday, April 28th, during One Day, One KU, we'll be raising money for KPR's News Fund. To help, just visit kansaspublicradio.org on Tuesday, April 28th. Tonight in Northeast and East Central Kansas, skies becoming more cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. A cloudy day tomorrow, turning sunny eventually, and highs in the mid-70s, a low of 61 Wednesday night. We have a good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Thursday night. It's time now to bring you the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Dmitry Oblonsky, here For music by Antonín Dvořák, we've got a collection of intermezzos and interludes. 7 pieces for a small orchestra. That's next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends a performance by the Russian Philharmonic conducted by Dmitry Oblonsky with 7 pieces, a collection of intermezzos and interludes for a small orchestra, composed by Antonín Dvořák here on Kansas Public Radio. That just about wraps it up for classical music this afternoon. It's about 3 p.m. just about, and all things considered from NPR News is ahead. I'm Jeb Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me today. As always, I hope you enjoyed what you heard. I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. And don't forget that you can catch more music this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. And tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, it'll be cloudy, a little bit breezy, and lows around the mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy to start things off and becoming sunny on Wednesday, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy, a low of 61 degrees and about 78 with an excellent chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday. You're listening to KPR. Stay with us, all things considered, just ahead here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.